Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll talk about the fast-changing butter market and the trades we did, and we take a look at the bearish sentiment on the entire market. Today is the 6th of October. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. Yesterday was again a weaker day for the dairy market, but butter prices feel the weakest. The market is in a bearish sentiment due to the higher milk intake, higher stocks and lower demand, and the increasing uncertainty surrounding exports, the world market prices and inflation. Yesterday's GDT seemed to be a good announcement of what the EU markets might expect. Lower prices across all products, with butter taking the lead. Looking at the dairy market for October, we see the opposite of what we have been seeing since last October in 2021. Last year, around this time, milk volumes were decreasing due to the rising farm cost and the lower contract price for the milk. And with the EU consumption going up and exports looking quite okay, there was a strong shift in the demand-supply balance that resulted in prices increasing up to 80%. The economic outlook for most people looked good. With a lot of savings from the COVID time, people were spending their money as never before. We are now seeing the opposite of 2021. With contract milk prices over 62 cents, milk volumes are increasing fast, even when on-farm costs are still high. We see cow slaughter numbers are on record low levels, suggesting that the EU dairy cow herd is a bit bigger than last year. But exports are down a lot and internal EU demand seems to be getting hit as well. The supply-demand balance is now in favor of the supply side. We are not saying that we will lose the price increase of the last year, but we are quite certain that the price correction isn't over yet. In addition, it looks like the stock situation is going to have a heavy impact on this year as well. Last year, most stocks that were in the warehouses of traders, producers, and even end users in December 2021 had a lower purchase value compared to the market outlook for 2022. But looking at the current backwardation we see in the market, the stocks that will be in the warehouse in December 2022 will have to be valued against the market outlook of 2023. We expect that this will bring a lot of pressure to the market for traders and producers to decrease their stock volumes. But with almost no demand left for Q4, we expect prices in the next months to come down quite a bit more. The butter market traded lower again yesterday. We traded a good 500 metric ton yesterday, with most volumes trading in H1 of 2023 between 64.20 and 65.50 for German, Belgium, Dutch, fresh or fresh frozen butter. For October, we saw trades for frozen butter just below 6,800 euros, and we hear fresh German butter is trading at levels between 67 and 67.50. Irish butter is available at slightly lower levels even. The biggest issue in the butter market is finding buyers who need anything for close by. Most traders have no short positions to fill, and the end users are pushing forward their Q3 volumes into Q4, and it seems to be that they are covered very well for this period. It is the high cream price and the high quotation prices that are keeping the market from falling further down. But looking at the supply-demand balance for butter, we would expect lower prices in the weeks to follow. We have the following selling interest. We have an offer for 6 trucks in Q1, German, Belgium, Dutch fresh butter at a price of 65.50. We have an offer for 6 trucks for November collection Irish butter at a price of 6,700 euros. We have an offer for 4 trucks of Arla Danish butter for October collection at a price of 67.50. We have an offer for 3 trucks of Arla German butter at a price of 67.80. And we have an offer for 2 to 4 trucks of German, Belgium, Dutch fresh butter for October-November collection at a price of 6,900 euros. We have very little to report on cheese. It feels the market for close buy is done for both our buyers and sellers, and they need nothing for October. November and December expectations are miles apart from where we see buyers and sellers. For mozzarella in November-December, we have sellers around 49.50, but a buyer at 4,700 euros. For Gouda in November-December, we have sellers around 5,100 euros, but buyers around 47.50. And for Edam, November-December, we have sellers around 505, but the buyers we have are targeting prices closer to 4,800 euros. We do have a little bit of other interest. We still have a bid for two trucks of Gouda 48, slicing quality, Gut von Holstein origin, at a price of 4,900 euros for November. We have a bid for six trucks of Gouda 48, slicing quality for Q4 at 4,750. And we have a bid for one, or maybe even two trucks of Gouda 48, slicing quality, German Dutch origin, for October delivery at a price of 49,25 delivered to Holland. Due to the high activity on butter, we have had very little time for the skim milk powder market. We see selling interest closer to 3,500 euros, but buying interest closer to 34 for Western EU products. We hope to be able to give a bit more feedback on the powder market tomorrow. Looking at the external factors that influence the skim milk powder market, we think it's safe to say that nothing much is changing. Skim milk concentrate is reported between 31.50 and 33.50. Gas prices are slowly going down and the dollar-euro FX rate is fixed between 0.98 and 1. We start the day with the same offers as yesterday, with a little bit of changing volume for the Irish skim milk powder. We now have 300 metric tons of skim milk powder medium heat available, Colombia origin, at a price of 35.20, Ex Works Ireland for October collection. And we are still targeting to sell 100 metric tons of non-standardized Polish skim milk powder with a protein level of around 36% at a price of 36.30 Ex Works Poland. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. If this is the first time you've heard our podcast and you liked it and you want to hear it every day, please subscribe using your favorite podcast app and pressing the follow button. If you have any feedback, any remarks, or anything to add to our podcast, feel free to send an email to wouter@getfairdairy.nl. And for now, we thank you for listening. We wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.